As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness, yourself, reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose and let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and out your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed. Until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. It's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your entire body relax and release just a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets deep within your mind begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that slowly spreads out within your entire head, touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow over your eyes and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose, and down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face, and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see, you are still condensing from the mist into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column, shoulders, collarbone, and tops of your arms, all at once the muscles there relaxing deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms, down to your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the hand, totally relaxing your arms in warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down into your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone, relaxation, totally and completely. All of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed, with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely, as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread throughout into your ankles, around the balls of your feet, and deep in through the arch of your foot, slowly into each and every one of your toes, totally relaxing all the nerves, muscle, and bones in your feet and toes, as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. Focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection, because you are going to cross over this black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink deeper into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into the total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself nearer to being fully across. Once the count has finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. You will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50. Crossing over. 49. Relaxed. 48. Crossover. 47. 46. Deeper state of hypnosis. 45. Become the observer. 44. Crossover 3. 42. Relaxed. 41. Deeper and deeper. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Becoming the observer. 37. Six, relaxed. 35. 34. Deeper and deeper. 33. 32. Crossing over. 31. 30. Concentrate. 29. 28. Deeper state of hypnosis. 27. 26. Become the observer. 25. 24. Crossing over. 23. 22. Crossover. 21. 20. 19. Relaxed. 18. 17. Relaxed. 16. 15. Crossover. 14. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Concentrate. 9. 8. Deeper and deeper. 7. 6. Relaxed. 4. Crossover. 3. Crossover. 2. Crossover. And 1. Crossover.
The only real cure for pain is to be proactive. Our pain is self-chosen. In this life, pain exists. In this physical form, pain and moments of suffering will always exist. In our minds, there is pain and sorrow. In our hearts, there is grief. Pain is the great teacher, and life is much pain. Life is our teacher, and through our own personal pain, we can learn. We can learn that the source of all of our suffering can be traced back to our physical instincts and desires. This is both good news and bad news. Good news because it means that your life is totally in your hands and under your control. The bad news is that this means that your life is totally in your hands and totally under your control. To see that our pain and suffering and frustrations come from within is acknowledging our power over it. Acknowledging our power over ourselves is the same thing as taking responsibility for ourselves. Knowing that you have problems in life that are in some way caused by your own actions or lack of actions is the only way you will truly be able to take responsibility and exercise power in changing these things. When the moment has come and gone that you understand that you are truly the only one that has any power over your life, perception, desires, pain, and joy, then you will know the freedom of self and the power of personal authority. There is ultimately no other will within your physical brain other than your own. And it is the will that controls not only your physical actions, but your emotional and mental actions as well. Your will is your muscle to flex. It is the muscle of conscious desire, the muscle of conscious will and effort. Taking responsibility for your will is something that you have already done. You've already shown me and yourself that it is something that you have done by taking the first step in this defiance session. You are ready to defy the myth that others wish you to believe that your life is out of your control. You are here to defy the myth that fate rules you. You are here to deny the lie that you are just one simple peon incapable of owning your own personal life and personal freedoms. You are here now denying you are just one more marketing statistic. You are here now denying that you are just another one of the mindless masses. Besides, odds are that you're an American if you're listening to this. And if you aren't, then that's because you are the one thing better than that. You are a human being, same as everyone else. And defying your own personal pain means that you must accept that every human being deserves the right and has the ability to do this for themselves as well. Claiming your own life and freedom requires that you encourage others to do the same for themselves. You've made the decision long ago that your life was your own, and today, right now, that ball is rolling in the right direction, gaining the proper momentum that you desire. You have made the decision to stop letting your own joy be something outside of your control, but you have decided to take responsibility for it. You have decided that your own pain is not some ethereal, uncontrollable monster, but something that you have direct control and responsibility over. From now on, the hardest parts of your life are not paying the bills, going to work, dealing with family and friends, or frustrations, or even supernatural catastrophes. The hardest part of life is now choosing your own will and reactions when dealing with problems like these. The battle for a happy and productive life is a battle that can only take place inside your mind. It requires the choice to take responsibility over all aspects of your life. You have already made that choice. The first battle has been won. Each small victory should be looked on as a personal victory, never judged by size. Victory is victory. And you will find that the more you collect these personal victories, the easier life gets. The greater the control and muscle you have to flex your will with. You will find that as you choose awareness and thought over physical desire, that your life will be led away from the evils and pains of this world. You also find that this be a universal truth in every human being who has made this choice. Someone who has made the commitment that you have made to yourself to take responsibility for their own actions and thoughts and perception and practices, this will find that in life they are naturally and culturally separated further and further from people who refuse to do this and have shallow and untrustworthy characters. This lifestyle, like it or not, will eventually reveal you as an admirable member of the community and someone whose friendship and company is greatly desired. This defiant path, choosing thought and awareness over physical instinct and desire, is a universal path that brings universal acceptance. Those who accept joy and love are accepted unconditionally themselves with joy and love. Those who have gone with the flow and taken the path of the masses, who are trying to fill physical longings that can never be truly satiated, those people who are hollow, wanting, unhappy, what sort of company wants to associate with those people? You have taken a small step, achieved another personal victory, which is the only important kind. You are on the defiant path of taking control over your own happiness and joy. This is going to bring these same things to those around you. Through your own example, as you improve your life, you will be improving the lives of those around you. Christopher Columbus did not cross the Atlantic in one giant leap. Marco Polo didn't take one flight from Europe to Asia. The path of true victory is taken one small step at a time, with each focus being on the next step. Not 100 steps ahead or 100 steps behind, but one at a time, because that's all we can do. Don't worry about mistakes either. The human being was hardwired in the brain to learn from mistakes, better than anything else. Mistakes become learning experiences on the path of the defiant. Do you know how many battles George Washington actually lost? No, you only remember that he won the war. You have walked this path today and achieved a personal victory. You have found a commitment and path for yourself. A defiant path where you defy your base physical desires that can never be fulfilled and focus on the greater pleasure of a free will and aware mind. You made the hard choice when you decided to listen to this session, and you can reaffirm that conquest and reaffirm your own personal commitment to yourself whenever you want, as often as you want, by returning to this session and allowing my voice to guide you inside and show you your own will and your own power over your own life. This choice, as I have said before, is not just the best and smartest choice you can make for your own life, but for those around you who care about you as well. Your own happiness will improve every relationship you have. Without self-doubt, guilt, or fear, there will be no need to cause disruptions in relationships. There will be no desire to have unpleasant or destructive relationships. There will be peace for you and those around you. You are already on the defiant path, and I encourage you to follow it. Let my voice in these sessions guide you. Be your private encouragement. Be a force that drives you to find a stronger and committed self every day. You have the right and responsibility to achieve this goal of total free will, of complete awareness, of total control over your own emotions and desires and perceptions. Take my encouragement and grow and succeed. Come back to my voice for calm, relaxation, inner peace, and personal encouragement. Grow in excellent physical, mental, and spiritual health. In your waking and conscious life, not just these meditations and sessions continue to grow. Continue to think, observe, be totally aware of yourself and your surroundings, and most importantly, your own current intentions. When not in this deep state of hypnosis, you will continually and just as tenaciously commit yourself to these small steps of awareness, flexing your will over your desire just a little bit every day. And don't just flex and try and strengthen your will by denying your own desire. Achieve power over desire by understanding it. Look at what the desire is, where it came from, and what you truly desire beyond that physical longing. What fulfillment will appease your will and not just temporarily satiate your physical desire? When you are in your waking conscious life, you will remain just as committed and as successful in your goals. You will find it easy to expand your will through the gathering of related information. All things in this multiverse are connected, so all information in this multiverse is connected. Spending time reading anything new, even if it's superficial, still benefits you. Spending time inputting appropriate information through reading or audio or visual input will incrementally improve your quality of life. Bit by bit, it is a surefire 100% effective way to induce change in your personal life. Now, the more in-depth or life-changing the information that you constantly put into your mind is directly related to the ratio of internal growth. The more superficial the information you put into your mind, the more superficial the change. The deeper the information, the deeper and more effective the change. It doesn't matter how simple and small you start out with this information gathering, it just matters that you start. Consider it a mental environment, a room for your brain. Do you want it filled with posters of bikini girls and cars, or do you want it filled with a library that carries as much confidence and danger as any major military arsenal? Your only immediate goal and commitment after this session is to concentrate on the commitment you made to own your own life and improve the quality of it. The only action this requires is that you start to furnish this room for your brain, and that you do it with useful information that can be used to accomplish any goal you will focus on. The defiant path of thought, the defiant path of awareness, the defiant choice to own your own life, own your own will, is the choice that you will gradually raise your own quality and standard of living with. Remember, first you choose your own quality of living, then the standard of living is naturally raised as a result of this choice. This choice to defy the culture and thought that your life, your will, and your own quality of thought and living are out of your control and someone else's responsibility is the best choice you ever made for yourself. And to demonstrate not just the fact that you care about yourself, but that you care about those around you as well. This choice will gradually improve life for them as they maintain a relationship with a living example of someone taking responsibility and control over their own life. Now, you and I both know that realistically, listening to this one hypnosis session once won't totally turn your life around overnight. This is only because nothing in reality can truly do that other than the power of your own will. It is your will, in combination with the proper mental environment, that room for the brain we talked about earlier, that will do this. But big changes don't take place overnight. Change takes time. But understand, the defiant path sees this time of growth as more important and enjoyable than the time that you actually reach the goal. If it is worth the going, it is worth the ride. And there is a way to make this true even if you do not feel it. Take the example of a rose blossom, a delightful and picturesque thing. But that rose blossom is just a snapshot in time, a frozen moment. The rose spent more time as a seed and in its sprout than in a bud before it ever became a blossom that is known and remembered by. This key that I'm going to teach you will let you know when you are on the right track and allow you to celebrate each small, daily personal victory with sincerity. I am becoming defiant. Repeat this with me once in your mind. I am becoming defiant. Time is always transitional. Our vocabulary often leaves that idea out. But repeating this simple personal mantra with any goal is absolutely key to achieving it. Instead of saying, I am becoming defiant. I'm becoming healthy, non-smoker. I am a healthy non-smoker. Another example, if you wish to lose weight, you would first find a positive goal. Say you wanted to be 185 pounds. So you take the time every night to face yourself in the mirror and acknowledge your effort for the day and remind yourself, I am becoming 185 pounds. I am becoming 185 pounds. I am 185 pounds. I know it doesn't quite sound right, but trust me, once you start using this defiant key, you will see that it works well. It relates to the conscious and subconscious mind simultaneously. Put this to use daily. Tell yourself first that you are becoming defiant, then develop it with your own personal goals. Just use it and watch it work wonders in your life. Now, to knock down that last paper-thin excuse people allow themselves to keep from making their lives their own, there will still be external factors that you have to deal with, but these will become nothing more than trivial tasks that make up the value of your goals and sense of self by overcoming them. You will know that any external problem that comes your way can be dealt with effectively only through internal actions. These external problems are okay and common in life. Even if you were to become the most enlightened and kind person that ever lived with the power to walk on water and heal the sick, you would still have to deal with death and taxes. These obstacles are easily overcome. It's only the lack of will and imagination that gives them strength over you. Obstacles are just the price tag, too. These are what make anything worthwhile. Accepting the goal is agreeing to pay the price, and knowing that you are capable of paying your dues. Personal victory on a daily basis is the only future you know now. The wheel keeps turning, remember that, and now it's turning in your favor. But before I bring you back to your conscious waking mind, remember that you can come back to hear my voice as often as you wish, and find the encouragement and commitment that you need to achieve the personal victory that you deserve. Each time you do, you will find your overall strength, and increasingly encouraged and energized by my voice. My voice which only shows you the path within yourself for your own peace, your own will, your own strength, and your own happiness. This power comes from within you. Be proactive in every effort, remain proactive in your goals, and do not forget the keys I have given you. 5. More and more energized. 4. Breathing faster and faster. 3. Becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. 2. Your eyes are fluttering. 1. Your eyes are open. Wake up.